loop is off. Ho, 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 and prepare your stockings for a lovely present from our bulging sacks. This is the Comfort Conspiracy Christmas Conspiracy Podcast, part one. Welcome. You are here with your usual host, that's myself, Phil Gentleman, and two other wankers. Happy Hi. Christmas, wankers.
Hi.
All right. You lucky thing.
Festive time upon us. Happy Christmas.
Before we do anything, I think it being Christmas, we should all pull a cracker.
Ooh.
And get our Christmas hats on.
We're not mucking about. Are we gonna go for are we going for a three-way?
A three-way.
Around the mic. Oh god.
Yeah.
Good action.
Did we all bang?
I think we did. And my cracker went off. Rustly. Right, okay, so I think we should, before we go any further, because you're disappearing into Crackerland,
yes.
We should play the first tune and we can come back and tell everybody what we received.
Yes.
Afterwards.
I've got a quaver.
So, here we go, on with that first tune. And this is... not the right tune.
That was my first tune, the one that's playing there.
So there's a little teaser of what's to come.
New Year's resolution.
And in that case, I can go banging or not so banging? Which one should I do?
I think start with a bang.
We're going to go banging to start with. Okay, I'm going to play that in this case.
How do monkeys make toast? Put some bread under the gorilla.
That's actually really good.
It wasn't bad. We'll be right back.
turn this motherfucker up. Turn this motherfucker up, man. Turn this motherfucker up. Turn this motherfucker up, man. Fuck with my eardrums a little bit.
ED209 and Dapper Dam with Ting Dem.
Ting Dem.
Ting Dem.
Ting Dem. That was...
Which I assume is patois rather than Chinese for something.
That was some really good breakbeat. I've been struggling to find decent breakbeat recently.
I'm a bit breaky this evening because I stumbled onto a lot of nice breakbeat today.
Excellent.
Which was surprising. I'll tell you what, I'll stop playing with my phone while I talk to you.
Yes.
I'll stop playing with my phone while I talk to Darren.
sound
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, breakbeat seems to be thin on the ground. Breakbeat that I like anyway.
Good breakbeat, yeah.
Old schooly, breaky breakbeat.
There's a lot of stuff which sounds fairly hollow and just doesn't get you moving at all.
I was trawling through Beatport's breakbeat section. There's a lot of stuff in there that I would call dubstep as well. Not being close enough to the sub-genres or something like that.
Yes,
or
exactly.
Down with the kids.
So at what point are we going to stop filling and wait for Steve to actually pay attention and play
us a
track?
Hey, I said wait till I'm ready, guys. He said no, we're going to start recording.
Well, it's your tune.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just play it and then he just has to deal with it.
Are we going to have a tune boat? Shall I just press one of your buttons?
Do you want a normal tune or do you want a Christmas tune?
Let's have a normal.
Oh!
Let's play Christmas out.
What's bad temper and goes with custard?
I don't know what.
Apple crumble!
Is it not apple grumble?
I said grumble.
Oh,
I tried to say grumble anyway.
It's the way he tells them.
Listeners, the answer to that was apple.
A normal tune.
Grumble. That's grumble.
Fast enough. This is Lazarus Taxon by Kidnap Kid.
Grumble.
Yeah.
good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just on the right edge of two-steppy for me in places. Not too far.
Do you remember Black Box Recorder? That rings a bell.
Yes.
Well, when you have, they're very much, the rest of their stuff's very much like a modern day Black Box Recorder.
Well, there we go.
Dead space, dead space. We'll edit it out afterwards.
Merry festive.
Yeah. So this is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, performed by The Holiday Party from the album The Holiday Party. Funky renditions of Christmas classics. I know nothing other than you can buy it on iTunes if you want.
Sounds like a purchase and a half.
So, my next tune is by an artist called Lizzo, who has got me back into hip-hop, really. The tune's called Bloodlines, and this off her very, very good album, Lizzo Bangers.
Right, I'm back in the room. I've done it. What were you saying?
Yeah. Z-Z-O, tunes Bloodlines, the album was Lizzo Bangers. It's a really, really good album. The rest of it's probably a lot more high energy than that. You know, high energy like the kids like.
I enjoyed that.
But yeah, no, she's very, very good.
Do you know how old she is?
Well, she's from Minneapolis, I can tell you that much. And she was previously in Girl Party, which is girl spelt with no I and three R's, and party without an A. And also in The Chalice, neither of whom I know anything about, but I don't know.
I know about my next two tunes.
I think it's pronounced Grilpity. Grilpity. Yes. It's Moroccan.
If you go to lizzomusic.com, then you can find out more about her. But yes, highly recommend.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed that. And to follow that, I'm going to do this. This is Four by Delayers. That's about all I can tell you about it.
Four?
Four, as in the number four, but spelt with letters.
Not as in man with large hammer.
No. We'll be right back. 4 by Delayers.
Creaking.
I quite like that. I'm going to talk over the generic DJ rollout that they've tacked on the end of it. I couldn't tell you much. Now I can. Delayers are a group of 4 DJs / producers. I think they're Italian, probably, because they're called Federico Bombini, John Caratoni, Giacomo Forasoleni, and Lucas Uki.
Hello.
You look as hooky.
And their photo, they look very Italian. They've got that European, incredibly gay-looking gay look that means you're incredibly not gay. It's the whole black t-shirt thing, but stuff. Anyway, so, house, there you go. I'm beginning to like where
all of it, apart from the bit in the middle where it's done. Going bing 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 bing.
Oh, that's
bing,
what electro bing, house bing, does bing. Now. You don't have the build and the drop. You have the annoying tease and the drop. You have to cope with a couple of minutes of and then
always good to edit your own versions of those, I've found.
Just take out
cut
the middle
out the crap that you don't like and just leave the fat bass line in. Works very well.
But works really nicely in that,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyone fancy a cracker jag?
Yes.
Why can't the car play football?
Because it hasn't got any feet.
Half right.
UEFA rules.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's all it is.
That's what it says.
His parents were born in Wales.
There go all of our listeners. Because it's only got one boot. This is Wallow by Throwing Snow and Pie. Pie with a P-Y. A pie, pie.
Are you sure about that? You don't want to look it up?
No, I'm alright, thanks.
Hi.
that was lovely. And I don't mean that in the sarcastic way that that came out. That was genuinely lovely.
Sorry, I'm half listening to you and half
looking at your phone again.
Working out. Well, so we've all just decided, yeah, it's definitely right. I've got 8 tunes. None of us have gone, but you should have 10. Okay.
No, we should.
You should. You're fine.
Let's not discuss this now and talk about this bloody tune, will you? Who was that?
Didn't I say it at the beginning?
You did, but you got to say it at the end because A, I've forgotten, and B,
that was Wallow.
I've forgotten.
Wallow?
Oh, God. Right.
Sorry, my phone's just going.
Remember me sending you an email saying, listen to this tune, this is fucking awesome. 65
yes.
Days of Static.
Oh, yes, the first new one out of the new album.
Did you listen to that?
Yes,
tune?
I did indeed.
Did you listen to it, Steve? Just push play. Make it quiet, push play, and we'll just go away. 65 Days of Static and Prisms, which is a gorgeous tune. It's off their album Wild Light. That's my first experience of 65 Days of Static. I've not known of them, but you two have.
Oh, they're so good. Really good.
They're a guitar get up, really. Mm.
Shoegazy math rock drone noise that. Band, but with loads of glitch electronica thrown in for good measure. They are awesome.
Yeah, that guitar sound is my kind of favourite kind of shoegazy sound.
Their early stuff, they used to do sort of mixtape kind of mashup releases as well, which would be loads of that with jungle slammed in underneath and a little bit of glitch tech over the top. Really good. The video for that, when I saw it, I was like, that looks like Grand's Graph by Ortega, which is an awesome video. So I googled it and went, that looks like Grand's Graph. And the bloke that did the video for this did it as a tribute-y homage thing to Grand's Graph, which was originally hand-animated, because the bloke that animated it said, you can't do this with computers, generated visuals. This was 10 years ago. He said, you'll never be able to write a program that does automated visuals that really looks good for the music. And technology's moved on and computers are faster, so the guy that did this one went, yes he can. So he did.
Fun fact.
There you go. I think everybody's probably heard this already by now, but it's such a banger that I'm going to play it anyway because I bloody love TC, as I think I've said before. This is the recently released, but heavily rinsed, Get Down Low.
Can we just listen to the backing track when all this is over?
Okay.
Thanks. I like it.
Everybody get down low. Everybody get down low. Low. Everybody get down low. Everybody get down low. Low. Everybody get down low. Everybody get down low. Low. Everybody get down low. Everybody get down low. Low. Get down 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 low. 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 Everybody jump up. Jump up.
DC Get Down Low. You've probably all heard it loads already, but it's out now and you can actually buy it and things, and I think it's great.
Google.com?
Yes.
Yep.
Who's yet to release something I haven't liked?
It annoys me a little bit that you spend so long telling everybody to get low and then at the end he just tells you to jump up. He's wasted everybody's time. This is Sasquatch.
Ah,
but like a bed remix by what?
Well, you specifically requested that we listen to this for a while next time.
No, I mean, when the podcast is over, instead of packing up and going home, can we just all chill here for the night, listen to the back?
Is that track? Not what we're doing anyway?
I didn't mean with the rest of the world listening, you know.
I've got a quarter bottle of eggnog.
Eggnog nights. the tune's originally by Ghost Mutt.
Ghost Mutt?
Like Ghost Poet, only a mutt.
Christmas-y.
I love that tune. It's a good walking tune. If you're trying to walk over barbed wire on your face.
Could you not have brought us a copy that isn't broken in the middle? It's like the MP3 got a bit squashed on the way here. In the middle, where it's
really you. You know you had a seizure about 5 minutes ago.
Who are you?
Somebody did let some boots and some cats into the room.
Woof and meow and woof and meow.
Exactly.
Is it that time again?
Well, no. What I was thinking was, let's do a little Christmas where you can find us. And then I'm going to let the cracker decide what my final tune is. How's that for tension?
Wow. Well, in that case, this Christmas you can mainly find us in your mum's house. Or online at comfortconspiracy.co.uk, facebook.com/comfortconspiracy, mixcloud.com/comfortconspiracy, or on twitter.com/comfortcon, which is Comfort Conspiracy without the spiracy.
So,
and in your mum's house.
I've got two tracks. I've got a new track by Greenskeeper and Bevy Swift called Pythagorisk. Or I have a Destiny...
Can you stop wielding the crack?
Like a big floppy penis.
I reckon we should pull that cracker, right? Mm. And if you end up with most of the cracker, we play the first one. If I end up with most of the cracker, we play the second one.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
Oh, the great minds think alike. We are like radio professionals.
So the second tune.
And
so
Steve can just play with himself.
If I get the large bit of the cracker, then we're listening to Greenskeeper. If Phil gets the large bit of the cracker, then we're listening to a Destiny's Child remix of Bills by James Blake. Let's give it a whirl.
I'm going to listen
tension.
To
James your cracker.
How the hell
is all your crackers?
Will we get...
Okay, ready, right. Ready.
Oh! So, Greenskeeper.
Greenskeeper it is.
Can we have the bang, though?
That was the bang, I think.
No.
that was Greenskeeper and Bevy Swift with Pythagorisk, which is a freebie on SoundCloud. If you go to soundcloud.com/Greenskeeper and you can download that from there. Also try soundcloud.com/Bevy with two V's underscore Swift for further freebies of that kind of quality.
So what's the skeeper?
What's the what?
What's a skeeper?
Greenskeeper.
Gone. The moment's gone. I don't think it was over there.
I don't think it was there, no. No, I think you're just a wanker. Phil, get us out of here quick. With your final tune of the night.
My final tune of the day. My find of the day, because that's how long I've known about it. Yeah, I know. This is hot off my press. An artist called Stereotype, who isn't the Stereotype that does all the remixes and is on XFM a lot and stuff. It's a completely different one that I can't tell you anything about. It's from an album called...
It's going to be quite difficult for
What's
people to
that
find it.
What's That Noise? Yeah, exactly. What's That Noise, which is out on Hardcore Beats. It's an awesome album. It's really bloody good.
They're getting emotional about it.
I know, it's really nice. This is called Bangers and Mash, featuring Foreign Beggars.
Oh, nice.
We get you bouncing off the walls with just a kick and a snare. Please, we ain't your average friend.
midfield general touch to that beat.
I like the little old school hip hop chorus. So yeah, Bangers and Mash by Stereotype featuring Foreign Beggars, which is just one of many fine tunes upon a really quite cracking album.
Oh, is it consistently good?
It's a really good album. There's another Foreign Beggars track on there. There's something with Beardy Man that's really quite good fun, and Watsy Breaks. Some really great collaborations. So I'm assuming...
Easy for you to say.
So I'm assuming Stereotype must be English, possibly a Londoner. Can't find anything because the one Stereotype I did find is obviously not him. Because his Facebook page doesn't mention the album, and if you'd written that album, you'd mention it.
And it wasn't a Scotsman wearing a kilt.
Could be.
Or a Japanese man wearing one of those pointy triangular hats.
Yeah, it could be or a woman from New Zealand. Or a porpoise from Antigua.
Is that a stereotype?
What, porpoises all come from Antigua?
We're playing an entirely different game, aren't we?
Right, let's crack a cracker before we go, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Darren's taking...
I get both of them!
Oh, money!
I only got the hats.
Dig those. Dig the jokes out quick.
What did the sea say to the sand? Nothing. It didn't say anything, it just waved.
Oh dear, what does a frog do when his car breaks down? You feel like you should try and answer Christmas cracker jokes, don't you? Despite the fact you're never gonna get there.
And that we're on air.
Go on.
He gets towed away. Towed.
Had the right word, but no context. Damn it.
And so on that note, we start to wrap up the Comfort Conspiracy Christmas Conspiracy Part 1. There will be a Part 2, because you know how it is after Christmas. You've finished with the presents and you get a couple of days afterwards, you're like, I really want to unwrap something, because you're getting withdrawal symptoms from it. So there'll be a nice post-Christmas podcast for you to unwrap
right.
in your
That's
ears.
That's right. We'll be back after this break.
So is it Christmas Day today?
No.
Right. Okay.
No.
It's going to be Christmas Day in a few days' time.
Right.
Play us out, Steve.
I don't know what number of button I've got to tell him to press. I'm going to play you out with a real headphone moment, and it's not really a new remix, it's just got a hook in it. This is Silent Night, the Kaisen remix. I tell you who it's by, but I don't know who Silent Night's by.
Have a lovely Christmas, everybody. Bye. Just remember what we said. In your mum's house.